Yesterday on the program, George reviewed the new Elton John movie, Rocket Man, and it's a musical. And we talked a little bit about that element of it yesterday in your segment, but I thought about musicals all day long in the wake of your segment, and I thought we'd talk about musicals here early. Because the question I asked myself all day was, why do I hate musicals so much? I really wanted to get to the bottom of my feelings about musicals. Because like you, I never liked Grease.
Yeah.
And my sister loved Grease. And I don't know if that's why I started to dislike musicals, because my sister loved them so much. But she had the album and the posters. It was right in our wheelhouse growing up, you know. I was 13, she was 11, and so our lives revolved around pop culture and music at the time. And I think because she played that nonstop, and then seeing the movie, I didn't see it in the theater. She did, of course, but when it came out...
At 11?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm positive that they saw it.
It's a little bit advanced. I mean, now when I go back and look at it, because I used to watch it all the time, too, I think I saw, we had like a edited for TV version that we used to watch all the time. But even going back and
it's
watching
pretty racy
that,
for the time.
Really?
Still, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, sexual content, got a pregnancy scare in there, and it's just, you know.
I could be wrong, but she pretty sure saw it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't see it until we got cable TV like 5 years later.
You just heard the album a whole bunch?
I heard the album. I saw the posters. It was in all the magazines that she had laying around the house.
It was a big deal.
And I remember when I saw it, I was confirmed in my belief that it sucked.
You knew it in your belly.
I knew it in my belly because I'm watching it and I'm thinking, nobody does this. Nobody is on the bleachers singing and dancing. And I'm in high school. I know that they don't do this. And I guess it's because musicals have always been unrealistic. But everybody knows that.
I know. But I think that the whole stability thing bothered me as a kid, too. And as much as I love music, the only way a musical can be good to me is if the music is just incredible. Something like Phantom of the Opera, or you know, something like that, where it just. But to me, this is
great music.
This is the only good song in Grease.
This
the
is
rest
a good
of them
song.
Suck apples. They're terrible.
This
You're
is a good
so
song.
Wrong.
No, I'm not. I guarantee you, Junior feels the same way. Is there any other good song in Grease?
I can't stand. Tell me more. Tell
oh
me more.
Oh my gosh,
that's great.
One of the worst songs.
If a song
ever.
If a song ought to be banned, it ought to be that. You are the only dude I know that likes that song.
I do think that it is somewhat gendered, that girls like Grease and, and not a lot of guys like it.
What are the other songs?
Here you go. Uh-oh, look at Junior. See, he likes it.
Until this part.
Yeah, that part's a beating.
Yeah, it's
what
an okay
part?
Song. Hate that. I hate that. It's an
terrible.
Okay song until they launch into this.
Not terrible.
She got a cramp.
So you mentioned Phantom of the Opera. If I've, and I haven't gone to very many in my life, but a couple times in New York I've seen a Broadway musical. I like them when I'm in the theater and it's actually on a stage. And maybe that's because I'm kind of blown away by the stage presentation.
Yeah.
The props. It's mesmerizing to watch it in person.
It's enough for you to overlook that at the fact that it's a musical.
Yes.
Very unstable.
But when
you
it's
just
a
wish
movie,
Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote plays.
When it's a movie, I can't take it, with a couple of exceptions. La La Land, I did really enjoy as a movie.
I need to see that one. What about Moulin Rouge? Did you see that?
I never saw that because it was a musical.
That had a lot of Elton John in it.
Yeah, that was okay.
La La Land, there was something very visually stunning about it. The cinematography, I thought,
you
was great.
You almost felt like you're at a theater watching that, with the choreography of that.
Yeah, the colors. Yeah. There was something really cool about it. The story was good, and I thought the acting, the two lead actors, really reeled me in.
What about this one?
No, I never liked this.
Yeah.
names are Sly.
Yes. All right, this may be the most annoying song of all time.
It's right up there.
Tell me more.
What about
the beat?
Mine is not the first.
That's not a bad song.
Broken.
Yeah, because that song got just radio play.
Yeah,
that's
a good ballad.
That was a legit song. Yeah. Okay, two good songs.
I
give you that one.
I do remember as a little kid, sure, I was precocious, interesting.
You were spare even in your own family.
Let's all admit it. We're spare.
You always ranked lowest in your own family.
There is a lot of truth to that, actually. The first two movies I remember being introduced to on television, and then the third in a theater, were all musicals. My parents let us watch, of course, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And Sound of Music.
I love Sound of Music.
And that's the other musical that I've always really liked.
Yeah.
La La Land is, I think, my favorite I've ever seen in a theater. And I loved watching Sound of Music.
Sound of Music has great songs.
Helped that it was World War II based for me.
A little history there.
Yeah, a little history in it. Yeah.
Hitler may have popped into a scene.
You always love Hitler stuff, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that was the musical that brought us Springtime for Hitler, wasn't it?
Sound of Music? No. No, it wasn't. All right, what about Mary Poppins? I was recently promoting Mary Poppins.
I know.
I hated
my family loves that one, and I was just out on that. My sisters used to get so excited when that would come on TV, and I was so out on that one. Mm-mm.
Once again, this is all because you hated your sisters.
No, my brothers liked it too. Oh, that's ridiculous. I love my sisters, but
you just hated everything they loved.
No, I just didn't like Mary Poppins.
You didn't understand their world.
No. I understood a lot of their world. We had liked a lot of the same things, but Mary Poppins was not one of them.
I didn't like Mary Poppins either, or Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Terrible.
Stop. You always mention those two in the same sentence. And
they're
so
very
different.
Similar.
No, they aren't.
The first movie I think I ever saw in a theater with my parents was Fiddler on the Roof.
I've never seen it.
That beat me to high holy hell. God, that was such. It was so long, and there was so much music. And I was probably like 7 when they took us to the theater to see Fiddler on the Roof.
Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chim, chiminy.
Is that Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
No, it's Mary Poppins. You've never seen Mary Poppins?
Oh, yeah. I've had to sit through Mary Poppins. Yeah.
Supercalifragilistic? You don't like that song?
That one's okay, I guess, as a kid.
Spoonful of Sugar? Let's Go Fly a Kite is a great song.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're nuts. That is a great song.
I don't mind that song. I used to sing that song to myself when it was windy.
Well, that's a time-waste song.
It's great. Listen to her whistling. She's great. I don't know. Julie Andrews was actually whistling here. She's so pretty in this.
I love Julie Andrews.
Yeah. Yeah. She showed her up tops in a movie with Jim Rockford.
Yes, that after Mary Poppins. Tastefully after Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it wasn't like a hardcore porn scene or anything.
Move on.
Okay, some other musicals that I either saw and hated or avoided because I knew I would hate them. West Side Story, which I hear in the theater is great in the as a play, but whenever I saw it on TV, it always drove me crazy for some reason.
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
It was kind of Grease-like with the same time period.
Sharks and Jets.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah.
Hairspray.
Never saw it.
Chicago, which won a bunch of Oscars that year, but it just
never looked like
a beating.
I generally avoid musicals.
Moulin Rouge.
I thought that was good.
That was pretty good.
Singing in the Rain. The old Gene Kelly movie.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Actually, it seems like I went through a period where I watched a lot of these, but I don't remember them. Like, I wanted to get caught up, and Singing in the Rain, I think I watched, but I don't remember anything about it.
Here's one from my childhood wheelhouse that I avoided like the plague because I hated this song so much. All That Jazz. And All That Jazz. Oh, I hated that.
Never saw it.
Terrible.
My
Jazz Singer. What about Jazz Singer with the Neil Diamond one?
I saw that.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I saw it and loved it.
Yeah, that was good.
Loved it.
That had a lot of good songs. What were the songs in that? I remember it had tons of great songs.
The Jazz Singer. I loved it so much I got the album.
Oh, come on. We got
Forever in Blue Jeans, Babe. No, that wasn't
Sweet Hardline.
Sweet Caroline.
You're right. That was a great album. Let me find it.
I remember having that album and just listening to it over and over again in the car on family road
America.
Trips.
Great song.
Today. To America.
That one kind of beat me. It gets better.
Love on the Rocks. Ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink.
Maybe I hated it. Maybe that's what
God,
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, my God, we're out of ice.
Hello again.
Hello again. Hello. I just called to say hello.
One song that would be torn down.
Up on hello there.
One song that would be torn down today.
What?
On the Robert E. Lee, Gordon.
Oh, yeah. That one's kind of catchy. On the Robert E. Lee. Tear it down. Come on, Dallas. Watching that statue. Here we go.
Whatever the hell is showing up.
Amazed and Confused. Summer Love.
Summer Acapulco. Love.
It's not that one, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it
wasn't that great in hindsight.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
That's another whip song from Greece.
What?
Summer Love.
Yes.
That's the one we were listening to. Bum.
Okay, same song. Yeah. Okay, yeah, same song.
Cabaret, never saw it. Rocky Horror Picture Show. I bet Jer was into that.
I don't know that I've ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Overrated experience of our high school days.
I never saw it either.
Oh, you went to go see it in theater and did all the stuff?
I didn't do all the stuff. I just watched the people around me do it. It's like, golly, why is this such a big thing?
Okay, this is listed as a musical. The Blues Brothers. Would that be a musical?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then
yeah.
I like that.
There's yeah, love I that. Like. And that was talking about an album played over and over. Music in that is great.
Spinal Tap, that's a great musical.
If it is classified as a musical, yes, it's great.
Has to be. Had an album associated with it.
To right. So there's musical talk for you. I guess now that we go through the big list, there are five or six that I liked, but most I've avoided.
Including Grease.
Including Grease.
You do have to get over the instability front of, hey, they're going to break out in song. This doesn't happen in real life, but they're going to break out
Listen
in song.
Listen to how great Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi, or John Belushi are in this song. I used to play this one over and over. It's like 8 minutes long. Back to that same old place. Crank it, Cray-Tray. Sweet home, Chicago.
Listen to Doug Dunn on that bass.
Oh, yeah, they had a great band.
Boy, Duck Dunn is nailed down on this.
Yeah.
All right, that's musical talk. It's 5:49 on the ticket. Coming up next, urine talk.
Uh-oh. What?